Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so glad and very blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcasts and the daily bread are a blessing and always very needful. Let's thank you, Brother Rice, for all the edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus. You are a true man of God who does preach with the love and joy in your heart. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
Hallelujah. Y'all been excited, huh? Praise the Lord. Have you met the Savior Jesus of Nazareth? Really? Glory, glory. Are we turned on, brother? I guess not, huh? Glory, glory. All right. Well, I'm excited in Jesus. Now, that's my testimony. Understand, I don't do these things. I just testify that God has done them. And that's our part. That's why he made the day. Our part is to rejoice and be glad in it. See? He made us. Our part is to glorify him in our bodies and our spirits, which are his. That's our part. I'm not going to back up. Now, some want me to back up. How do you know, brother? Because they won't come along with me. You know, they give lip service, but that's as far as they'll go. They've drawn the line. You think that God was asking us to do something wrong to rejoice. Oh, we don't have time for that. Things are too terrible. That's not how it's written. The other thing is, we are putting in place something that's very necessary. We are getting some large towels. How about that? Rags are one of the most convenient things next to a pocket. I don't know how folk do anything without pockets and rags. Usually when I go to do anything, I have a rag, or at least I have need of. Sometimes water nearby. Doesn't have to be running. See, this is how you get jobs done and you get them done neatly. When you go to do your job and then you make your mess and say, oh, I wish I had a rag. Oh, I wish I... Well, if you're going to do a job, most jobs, you'll need it. You take my word for it. You'll need a rag. Yes, you will. So we need towels. And usually what we do is we use our dish drying towels for towels that we need for other things. Diane, Sister Big Mo, is going to get us some large towels. And they're going to be designated for kitchen. Okay? So that we can have what we need. And when we get ready to dry other things or cover other things, we can use those towels, not the dish drying towel. Everybody with me? Now, you know how I figured that out? By way of exercise. Since I don't do a lot of things and I don't know what's needed. Now, there are folks smarter than me, but they didn't remember that we do need to do this. You talk to anybody and they'll agree with me, but yet it's not in place. So I Googled it. I started doing stuff and then I said, well, I need this. We Googled okra yesterday. Hallelujah. You know what we did? We went downtown and talked to folks. We went and looked. You know what we found? We found okra like this. Larger than this. You hear me, Brother Patterson? Yes. You believe they had okra on display larger than this? They said, move fast. How about that? They don't know you then, do they? We also found out what they sell it for. Oh, she wants to know, huh? You need to Google it. Like we did. But you got to know how to Google. Everybody understand? We found out the real deal. We found out how they present it. We found out how big it is. We found out how fresh it is. We found out what they think of it. Okay? Hallelujah. We also found out that if Kurt wanted to, he could take some down to the farmer's market. Of course, he'll have to sign up and go through their procedures. And we're looking for somebody to do that. You know, I told Rose we probably need somebody pretty. So, you know, I excluded myself. So I can include you. How about that? So Rose is going to figure out what we have to do to take our wares to the farmer's market. But they sell it by the pound. By the pound. About a dollar. About a dollar a pound. How much is a pound? Well, you know those gallon bags that we do? Huh? I'm sorry, I said a dollar a pound. They sell it for almost $4 a pound. 1 pound, nearly $4. Okay. So the gallon bags, I had the lady weigh one. She says almost 4 pounds. 4 times 4, that's $16. See? So that's what it go for. If you would get a bag like that, but they wouldn't be as good looking as ours. And you certainly couldn't be picky. You can pick through all of those and you won't find any like that. How about that? But we don't understand that. Do we? Y'all not listening to me. Y'all think I'm just playing around. One thing I'm talking about is by way of exercise. I tell you how you find out things, how you improve things. It's by actually getting them done. That's why God has us here going through what we're going through so we can get it done. Well, you know, it's not possible that we lay up on our couch and hang out with the kinfolk and learn to do what we need to do. We have to learn by way of exercise. See? So here we are. God's got us in the exercise so that he can get us to perfection. Hallelujah. Y'all understand? You know, I know about things by way of experience, and I'm probably limited to my experience. Maybe what somebody's told me, but I really don't know until I know. See? A lot of people have been told about Jesus, but I don't know if they know, you know, like I know. See what I mean? Praise the Lord. Hopefully they do. Otherwise, it's no good. Y'all don't have to look excited. I'm going to do this anyway. Hallelujah. I'm going to do it anyway. And the ones that receive grace from God can receive grace from God. And the ones who frustrate grace can frustrate grace. What can I say? I said before you, life and death. Most folk are going to choose death. Huh? He tells us which one to choose. He said, now here's life and death. Take this one. That's about foolproof, isn't it? Ah. Well, well. Thank you, Lord. Brother Sterwood said like this. He said, well, you know, that house don't have to be perfect. You can live in it. He said, the best way to fix it up is to live in it. See that? See how I put it all together? If you want to learn about something, then do it. Expose yourself. That's how the body is kept healthy. Y'all know that? By the things it's exposed to so it can fight them. If the body's never exposed to anything, the moment you are, you're going to be very, very sick. So though people despise germs and all that stuff, they're very needful. Yeah. So we can stay healthy. Oh, I see. You don't have to, you'll find them, or they'll find you. You don't have to worry about it. Hallelujah. But they're not as bad as folk think. No. You know, they're only bad when your body can't defend. It's same spiritually. You know, all those things that are against us, they're only against us when our defense is broken down. But as long as we stand in defense. What? In defense of the gospel. Praise the Lord. In defense of our testimony, the testimony of Jesus Christ, then there's no weapon formed against us that can prosper. Praise the Lord. I wish y'all would look excited. I mean, that's just my request, my desire. I don't know that I can do much else about it. Y'all know this Jesus of Nazareth? Huh? Blind man heard about him. He got excited. Hey, he said, is that Jesus? Hey, y'all. Blind man got excited. He said, what's all of this hoop-de-doo about? What's all this to do? They says, he said, what? Jesus? See, can we do that? Is that the one that healed the blind eyes? The one that, hey, is that Jesus? Oh, the one that washed away your sins, make you holy. Hey, come on, Edie. Jesus? Hallelujah. Well, hopefully we would look at it that way. Or we might say, he's the Jesus, take away all my fun. Huh? Now, y'all, I'm painting the picture. I'm an artist. I'm doing a portrait. Hey, was that the Jesus that take away all my liberties and want all my good stuff, huh? Is that how we perceive it? Now, don't answer. Praise the Lord. We're going to answer as we walk today, as we talk today, huh? As we respond to the word today. Hallelujah. Is that the Jesus going to take up my time when I got something else to do? Oh, no, he's the one that's going to save your soul. Hallelujah. Kurt, come on. You can do much better, brother. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying that right. We can do better, brother. So let's do it while we can. You know, God can make it so we can do better. You know, he's able. Yeah, he finds somebody able. All they have to be is willing. Then they are able. And my people will be willing the day of my power. Hallelujah. All right. So, yeah, I went in the place and looked at the okra. It was maybe time and a half or twice as big as this. And they were selling for about $3.85, $4 a pound. All right. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I was surprised. I said, Mike, they're going to sell this stuff. Now, usually that's their best display because that's how they do it. They put their best out. And I would thought, if it was me, I said, I ain't going to put this stuff on my display. Everything else looked beautiful. Really? Yes. But I guess, you know, depending on how folk buy it, they figured it's okay to keep it out there. All right. You see, I get some life out of it, no matter what we do. Hallelujah. I mean, that's the grace that we have. We don't want to, you know, just be carnal. That means we talk about everything and only talk about it in the carnal. Whatever we talk about, we'll talk about it in the spiritual. Y'all don't get excited, huh? We'll have to do it in the spiritual. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Did we cover everything? Did we find us a podiatrist? Oh, we have to pull hen's teeth, huh? Anybody ever heard about pulling hen's teeth? Y'all know what that means? That's God saving us. Hallelujah, bringing the water out of the rock. Oh, making the dead to rise. Praise the Lord, saints. I wish I was more eloquent, but I'm not. Hey, come on, saints. I do speak the truth, though. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. You know the joy of the Lord is our strength. Peace of God, keep our hearts and minds. Yeah, if we keep our minds stayed on him, we have peace. This is just how it is. So when we're always troubled, now being troubled is not a problem as long as you have peace. Everybody understand? I'm not talking about your troubles being done away with. I'm talking about you have peace when you have trouble. And that'll take care of your trouble. But some folk have trouble and they don't have no peace. Then they don't have no peace. But we're going to have trouble, so God gives us peace. And that's how we know it's peace. It really stands out in our trouble. See, it's the same way with joy. It really stands out in our sorrows, in our disappointments. Yes. And we think we need joy when we don't need it. Absolutely not. We don't need salvation when we don't need it. But guess what? We need all of it. We need the love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And God in his wisdom and great love, he gives it to us. Oh, that we would receive the goodness of God. Oh, that we would continue in his goodness. Huh? You know, some, he shows his severity. But toward you, goodness. After that, it says, if thou continue in his goodness. Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you. Help us to continue in your goodness. Help our righteous response this morning, Lord. We are in your presence. We would glorify you, Lord. we would receive of your goodness. I would speak as the oracles of God. Help me, Lord. I need you this day. I need you this hour. Oh, God, be glorified in the saints. Surely this is your divine purpose. Heal the sick, Lord. Deliver the oppressed. Give strength to the weak. Give power to the faint. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the labor of our hands, the thoughts, the intents of our hearts today. Hallelujah. Y'all know the best way to do a job? In righteousness. Well, there's several answers. And I guess they could all be right. We'll talk about it. If you're going to do it right. The old adage, if anything is worth doing, it's worth doing well. All right. Praise the Lord. The other answer might be we do it in faith. Whatever it is. Whatever it is, because whatever is not of faith is sin. So God gave us faith so we could sin not. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. Do it heartily as unto the Lord. Do it with your might. Whatever your hands find to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What would you have me to do, Lord? Hallelujah. Somebody said, yeah. Well, you know, he tells us, and we act like he didn't tell us. Isn't that something? He has shown thee, O man, what is good and what's required of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy, to walk humbly with thy God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Our dishwasher is down, but we have dishwashers. This is the wisdom of God. We have the original dishwashers. Ain't God good? Original wood splitters. Original washing machines. Come on. Pray God got it all taken. Yes, long time ago. Aren't these marvelous things? Hallelujah. You know we're in his hands. Hallelujah. And no one can pluck us out. No one. Hallelujah. He's got the whole world in his hands. Oh, help me, Jesus. Now, the Lord knows how to get me excited. I guess he knows everything. So he must know how to get you excited. Huh? Boy, I like the way I say this. Yet not I, but the Holy Ghost. Yeah, he knows how to excite me. So my little mind said, well, he must know how to excite Angela, too. Huh? We ain't going to lie on God, are we? Huh? Praise God. We ain't going to lie on him, are we? Huh? Does he know how to excite y'all? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing about it, we do get excited. Yes, we do. You're not going to lie to me because I know. Praise the Lord. What do we get excited about? Things we shouldn't get excited about. That's why we don't get excited about what we should get excited about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, it's not my doing. This is my testimony. You know, if I could do this, I'd do it, but I can't. So I trust God. He gets it done. Yeah, when I wake up in the morning, I say, you old wretched man in a body of death. And then my mind goes, Jim, woo, seated together in heavenly places, eternal life. Joy everlasting, peace forever. See, that's how I do it. Y'all don't do it like that? Don't y'all lie to me. Hallelujah. When you do it like that, it has some fruit. Huh? We were picking okra this morning, and we found some fruit that was not to perfection. I was going to bring one over here for an example. Y'all know that? It was on the stalk, and same root partaker, but it's deformed. Y'all know that there's a spiritual application. It gets all the nutrients, gets all the water that Brother Walter put on it, get all the sunshine that God shines on it, all the water that God waters, and then it comes out deformed. Huh? Can we get any life out of that? Hallelujah. Bring forth fruit, but not to perfection. And God wants us to bring forth fruit unto perfection. We do that by having before God a good and honest heart, because that's where the word is sown, in the heart. And when it falls upon good ground, that's the heart. You better believe it, bring forth fruit abundantly. All right? And our Father is a husbandman. And I'm here on behalf of the husbandman this morning. I'm coming to get fruit for him. Woo! All right, I'm a servant of the Lord. I've come to get that fruit to give to the... Yay! Come to get that fruit. Hey, come to get that fruit. Well, you know what happened in the book, huh? They miserably entreated the one who came to get the fruit. Well, here I am. I'm a sacrifice. I still come to get the fruit, you know. Hallelujah. I'm going to give it to the husbandman. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Well, y'all trying to give me the hook this morning, huh? Y'all trying to damper me down? Trying to put my fire out? Holy Ghost fire. You won't put it out, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Where is that scripture in Hebrew about dullness of hearing? Maybe 5 or something like that. But it talks about discerning evil and good. Thank you, Lord. When you find it, let me know. Let me know. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, everything has a standard, even rags. Some things are not even good for rags. No, they're not. No, I know. Absolutely. And we don't save anything by using things for rags that won't do what rags need to do. No, that's being wasteful. Y'all hear me talking? Just because it's a rag, it still has a standard. You understand? So that it can perform what it's intended to do. And if all it does is smear around the liquid, it ain't good for nothing. And some rags don't absorb too well. No, they don't. I mean, they're good for nothing. Hallelujah. You can use them, but come on. Oh, thank you, Lord. Okay, Tim, I'm going to have to read it. Help me, Jesus. Give God the praise. I forgot where I put my specs, brother. Praise the Lord. All right, they're way over there. Praise the Lord. I have to put them on. No, I don't, brother. I could read without them. I've done it before. I can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. For when the time ye ought to be teachers. Wow, that sounds intriguing, huh? Isn't that a good way to start something? Y'all gonna give heed then? For when the time you ought to be teachers. My God, where is he going with that? Of course, y'all read it, huh? We're still excited, though, huh? Because that's quite profound. Yahweh tells us, you know, through the Apostle Paul. He says, for when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again. Not the difficult stuff, the principal things. And are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. So, you know, I try to excite y'all and tell you about the things of God, but your dullness prevents you. That's what he's saying. Because you need to be taught again of the principal things. But by this time, you ought to be teachers. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. Word of righteousness. For he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Of course, we like to be young, especially the women. But full age means to the perfection. All right, mature. All right? Full age, even those Here it is, by reason of use. That's what I'm talking about, by reason of use. This is how we come to perfection in anything. Hallelujah. Have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. All right? And that's what the truth does. It discerns good and evil. Now, man of himself don't know the difference. I don't care how smart he is. Huh? If he got royal blood flowing in his veins, or he's a pygmy from the Bush country. Huh? He don't know what right is. Y'all ought to say amen. He know what's right in his own eyes. That's not right. Huh? Now, by this time, we ought to know that. Oh, but we have need to be taught again. Y'all know what? Your right ain't right. Well, we ought to know that. By this time, Rose, we ought to know that. By this time, we ought to be teachers that, hey, man, my right ain't right. Ah, well, we have need to be taught again. Well, praise the Lord. I don't like the way you expound. I know you don't, but God is well pleased. Hallelujah. Brother Driver, I wish you'd get excited, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Or we could say it this way. You know, as we use our senses, we grow and become wise. Same difference. Now, we think we're wise, but you know why? Because we need to be taught again. Oh, brother, I'm doing good. Hey, somebody say amen. Y'all don't have to get excited. For me, praise the Lord, for this cause. God, no, I need some help today. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. You know, being exposed to things is not necessarily the knowledge of them. You know, the things of God are hidden. And we think, well, they're not hidden from me. Well, if you find them, they're not. However, we have need to be taught again that the things of God are hidden. That means that you don't naturally know them. You will have to get in the faith to know. You can't just say, well, you know, I've got this sign on me says Christian. That won't do it. Huh? See, my hat says I love Jesus. Huh? Praise the Lord. No, saints. No. By use of exercise. Somebody say amen. And we're like some of the soldiers I had. They didn't love the exercise. At least not the way we did it. They do their own exercise, but not organized exercise. You know, not exercising the body, because we all do it at the same time. Oh, I see. Same in the spirit. No, I don't pray like that. No, you hear me? Damn hypocrites. Come on. Hallelujah. Y'all can do what you want to do with me. I'm going to please God. I'm telling you that I'll please God. Hallelujah. Amazing how, you know, the heathen and everybody got together and did everything in unity. Oh, brother, but we have knowledge above that. That's not how I do the jumping jacks. Huh? You know, if a soldier had told me that, I'd had his butt. Yeah. Huh? Yes, I would have. But since we do this for God, it doesn't matter. We just give anything. Oh, God, that's not the way I worship. No, I don't join in with the rest. I don't do it in the spirit, and I certainly don't get excited. Hallelujah. When my grandkids show up, I get excited. When my children show up, yeah. But I don't get excited about the things of God. You hypocrite. Can't even stir you up. You're cold, you're hard. You have need to be taught again. You did like I did when I was in school. You didn't apply yourself. So I had to do it again. Y'all know I had to go back. I had to meet the standard. Yeah. That's what we'll have to do. We won't get a social promotion. God don't do that, brother. He's a righteous God. Since he gives us all that we need, we'll have to receive it. That means meet the standard. That's what meet the standard. Meet the standard means receive what God gives you. See? And we think meeting the standard is doing something out of our own selves. We'll never do that. It's just impossible. Huh? That's why we need God. There's nothing you can do of yourself to get joy, peace, riches, nothing. It's all vanity. Anything you can do, everything is vanity. It won't last. No, it'll all perish. How foolish for us to rejoice in these things and delight in these things, and we can't delight in the eternal things. Well, we could if we would, but we'd have to exercise ourselves. And when we have opportunity, we have a profile, we go on sick call. Huh? It's time for PT soldiers. Huh? See? Let's sweat. Hallelujah. Let's give God the glory this morning. Let's exercise ourselves. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, I was the type, if I got and not get anything done, that's really foolish. Really. I mean, if they're going to let you exercise and pay you on their time, I think there's no better deal. Well, all the soldiers didn't receive it like that. Huh? They're encroaching up on me. They want me to do physical training. Huh? Because they want me to be fit. See? Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to go down the line here. Come on, Charlene. I got help this morning and yesterday. I got help picking okra. I didn't send out a call. And they show up and they just get to work. And we're done already. In the past, I'd do a little bit before, then I'd do some after. Sometime at 12 o'clock. It's better to do it at 7:38. So when the soldiers show up and we get it all done before 8:30, I'm blessed. But you understand, I didn't ask. No, God gave it to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So I probably appreciate it more. Hallelujah. Because I'm willing to do it otherwise. You see what I'm saying? I'm not out there saying, why don't Edward come out here and help me? I never said it like that. Hallelujah. In fact, I started out purposely not to receive any help because I want it done right. And I don't want folk out there, oh, he got me out here. God don't want that. That's not acceptable. Here I am in the dining hall, but I ain't going to light up. I'm not going to it's the day that God made, but I'm not going to rejoice in it. Come on. Now, we don't say that. Do we do that? And then we think we're wise. Well, I don't say it so nobody knows, huh? God know your thought afar off. Huh? Oh, thank you, Lord. But I rejoice in that God sent the help. He found somebody willing. I didn't call for help. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I know how to say we need to harvest okra. Y'all don't know I know how to say that? I never said that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because, first of all, I'm willing to do it. Sometimes when folk ask for help, that's because they're not willing to do it. I'm dangerous with what I know, huh? God, if I know it, then you know God knows that. Some folk ask for help because they don't want to do it. I don't ever want to ask for help that way. I don't want to ask folk to do stuff I wouldn't do. And if you want to get something done and get it done right, then you'll have to want to do it. All right? And you all know when the sewer line breaks under the house, there's only one way to fix it. Google won't help you. Absolutely not. No, it won't. Huh? Yeah, you can put on your white suit if you want to. Huh? There's only one way to get that done. Huh? And I've got testimonies. Huh? Right? The brother would say, well, man, I just forgot all about that stuff. He said, I got to get this done. So I'm going to wallow in this stuff. And that's the only way to get it done. No, you can play with your phone all you want to. It won't fix that sewer line. No, it won't. Try and see. And of course, when the plumber gives his price, he don't care about your whining. You know, we think the more we whine, the less he'll, no. He won't even hear you whining. No, the electrician the same way. See what I mean? We want to whine to God. He don't hear our whining. Come on. We like to whine though. Maybe we whine a little bit. God, ease up on me. No. Huh? What he gives is, huh? What he requires is right. Huh? Boy, y'all are. Well, I guess God has too much of us, huh? He's a righteous God. He said, y'all go out and work in the vineyard. He said, now whatever the right, I'll pay. Did he lie? Well, he's not lying to you either. So there's no need for us to whine, because when we do, we say, well, he ain't going to give me what's right. Or he haven't given me what's right. Now, what he said to those he sent out to work, labor in the vineyard, all of them, no matter what time they went, he said, whatever is right, I'll pay. Make sure you write that in your little book, so you don't complain. Hallelujah. The righteous judge will do right. Do right by you. He'll do right by your neighbor. And he'll have mercy, too. He can do right without mercy, you know. Yes, he can. Hallelujah. But since not to spare us, though, I guess if he did right without mercy, where would we be? Where would we? Huh? So he delights in mercy. That he wants to do right. In mercy. Mercy. All right, let me get done here. Praise the Lord. Well, I heard the preacher say the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of God are working now. Well, that's what I always say. There's not one single act that's the mystery of iniquity. No. No, it's not. And there's not one single thing that's the mystery of God. Hallelujah. They're manifold. Thank you. Why he would care for you? That's a mystery too. Huh? Why would God choose something as wretched as man when he made angels? How about that? Glory, glory. What is man that God is mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that he should visit him? Huh? And he don't get excited when I visit him. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Y'all let that sink in. Or we can't get that far because we can't ask it and we can't think it. That's what God can do. See? As far as we think we can ask, as far as we think we can think, well, God does exceeding abundantly above that. Good reason for us to get excited, isn't it? Hallelujah. At least they're starting to come along. But he'll say, yeah, man, how about that? Thank you, Lord. Well, we've gotten excited over much less. Hallelujah. Now, the rest of that is according to the power that worketh in us. Yeah, what he do exceeding abundantly above is according to the power that works in us. We won't get excited about that, huh? Huh? Why is that? Well, we don't want to walk in the power. We want to profess that we know him, but no power. We don't want to know him in the power. Well, his power works in us effectually. Y'all see the power working in me this morning? Hallelujah. Unto him be glory by the church. Church, glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages. World without end, amen. Amen. He led captivity captive. Gave gifts unto men. Y'all know that, don't you? Hallelujah. He abolished death and brought life and immortality. Aren't these profound things? We should... We don't have time not to be excited. Led captivity captive. Woo! Come on, David, you can do better than that. Huh? But when David's talking about stuff David want to talk about, he lights up. Huh? I guess he want me to light up. Well, I want you to light up, brother. I'm talking about the things of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Not Christine. Not Sherry. We're talking about the things of God. Not ice cream. We're talking about the things of God. So let's light up, David. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. He brought life and immortality. He abolished it. How about it? He abolished it. Wiped it out. Huh? Made it null and void. Y'all understand that? Through the gospel of Jesus Christ, which have power to those that believe it. It has power. Whoever believe it. Whoever believe it. Hallelujah. Though he were rich, he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. This is what the Lord has done for us. This is why we should rejoice always. He made a whole day for us to rejoice in. Huh? He made a whole day. What should we do? Let's be glad. Let's rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Let's set our affection on things above. Let's seek those things that are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Let's savor the things that be of God. Glory. Let's eat this manna from heaven, this bread that we can eat and not die. Hallelujah. What a profound revelation of grace, huh? All these things. Can we take it in? Well, by grace we can. Otherwise we can't. Y'all know these things don't excite folk. They'd rather play with their telephones. Y'all know that? Yeah, they would. They can't get that sewer line fixed, though. They can't eat this manna either. Y'all eat up. Huh? Please God this morning. Oh, and it say, oh, that we might know the exceeding riches. Huh? Come on, saints. Exceeding riches. Thank you, Lord. The love of Christ, it passes knowledge. Huh? There's things that eyes have not seen nor ear heard and the heart have not perceived. And you know men can come up with stuff. Yeah. The AI and Google. Huh? Nuclear weapons. Oh, but he's made things that I've not seen. Ear have not heard. You know he's even prepared them for you. Huh? For them that wait for him, to them that love him. Hallelujah. Even when we were dead in sins, he hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, yes, in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord, that at that time ye were without Christ. And we were, huh? Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Strangers from the covenant of promise. We're still strangers, but we're strangers with him. Hallelujah. We're strangers to the world, crucified unto the world. Brought out of the world, hallelujah, not conformed to the world, but we're friends of God. We're only strangers to the world. Hallelujah. Before we were strangers to God. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. This is our outline for things that we can rejoice in. Having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law of commandment contained in ordinances, he abolished in the flesh, for to make in himself of twain one new man. How about that? One new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Hallelujah. Through death. Praise God. That's how we did it. What a wise God, huh? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. And came and preached peace to you. So making peace. He is our peace. Making peace. Preaching peace. By which you were far off and to them that were nigh. But through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Therefore, here it is, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. All right. Hallelujah. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth together unto a holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye are also builded together for an habitation of God. Don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have of God, which is in you? Hallelujah. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory? Hallelujah. Riches of his glory, he have to make them known, because these things are hidden on the vessels of mercy whom he have aforetime prepared. Hallelujah. Vessels of mercy. Hallelujah. Aren't we some? Hallelujah. Vessels of mercy. Okay. Mean that we're vessels that God has prepared so that he could give mercy to. Yeah. Not to everybody. Not to everybody. Not to everybody. For you, brother. Vessel of mercy. Vessel of mercy. Hallelujah. This is how we come to know the riches of his glory. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he said in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not my beloved. Thank you, Lord. Roger, are you going to be all right, brother? Kirk can work on you too, brother. He got a rolling pin. He can roll it. Beat it. Don't you, Kirk?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Kirk's something, bro. He pretty handy. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, chapter 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Hallelujah. The Almighty God, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Mystery hidden from ages, Christ in you. God's hope of glory. Don't you know that Christ is in you? You're not reprobate. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Wherefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. That he did. Huh? He was crucified, buried. Hallelujah. Suffered the pangs of death. But on the third day, God raised him from the dead. Huh? Hallelujah. He said, hey, death, you ain't got no more sting. You ain't got no more power. I've conquered you. Hallelujah. Yeah, not only for me, but for all my children. Huh? For all my children, I brought this. Hey, children. Hallelujah. For unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Even to you, Charlene. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he descended first? Always. By way of humiliation. Yes. Praise God. That's how he got highly exalted. That's how he overcame this enemy death. Yea, by humiliation, by sacrifice, by death. Praise the Lord. He descended. The same also that is ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And ye are complete in him, not lacking anything. So see that you don't come behind in any gift. If you come short, it's your own doing. Huh? He freely gives. Hallelujah. He's a cheerful giver. He giveth richly all things to enjoy. He withhold no good thing. Everything that pertained to life and godliness, he's given us. All right? So you come up short, it's your own doing. So when you're complaining about yourself. Huh? Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Y'all know why? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Till we all come into the unity of the faith, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Hallelujah. Y'all know it's a crime to lie in wait? They can add that to your murder charge. Absolutely. Lying in wait. And that's what the enemy does. He lie in wait. Absolutely. But he's a murderer, you know. He's a liar and a thief. He come but for to kill. He lying in wait. Be sober, saints. Be vigilant. Don't leave your protection. Hallelujah. Oh, but speaking the truth in love. There it is, speaking the truth in love. How you like that? Y'all know we can speak the truth otherwise? One instance is called handling the word of God deceitfully. See? Yeah, that's speaking the truth. Not Paul said that some preach the gospel in contention. Y'all know that's not in love. He said, but others in love. I see. Well, how do we preach it? We do preach, don't we? Oh, I'm a woman. I don't preach. Well, you shouldn't, but you do. Oh, I'm on a roll this morning. Hallelujah. Now, there's things you can do that God wants you to do. And God will make them prosper. Amen. Yes, he will. Amen. Yeah, when we obey God, when we yield to his will, then we have to prosper. That's God's word. We prosper in what he purposed us to do. Glory, glory. He didn't purpose women to rule over men. They do. Yeah, children rule over their parents, but that's what you call confusion. That's totally out of order. And where there is envy and strife, there is confusion. That means things are totally out of order, which means they're never going to work right. When something's out of order, it won't ever work right. So where there's envy and strife, it won't ever work right. Hallelujah. And some are just contentious. That's just how they do it. God can deliver them, though. You know, I've seen in some families there's always stuff going on. Not in all. Now, my brothers and I, we didn't scuffle and fight all the time. Absolutely not. But there were some, brother. That's all they do. Praise the Lord. They aren't happy unless they're doing it. When the brother whom they contend with isn't there, they don't feel good. Y'all know that? Boy. Is that how some of the saints are? Nobody to rail on. Nobody to blame today. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. So I was talking about speaking the truth in love. That's how God works righteousness, because he is love and all that he does is done in love. Absolutely. The vessels fitted to destruction, done in love. Amen. Hallelujah. The saving of you, the forgiveness of your sin, all righteousness, it's the working of love. Hmm? Now, when we do things we call good, they're no good because there's no charity in them. I see. We don't believe it, but it's still true. If we don't get the charity in it, it's worth nothing. And you can find that in, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 13. No matter what you do, you can give your body to be burned. It won't be worth anything. You can show up at the dining hall every day. Won't be worth anything. You can fix all the cars, all the trucks. Won't be, unless you get the charity in it. I'm saying it right. Now, we need to just say amen, brother. That's right. That's right. I read it in the book. It's been my experience. No matter how grand I think it is, no charity and no good. Huh? Sounding brass. See what I mean? Okay. Well, hopefully we'll take these things into our heart. Then we can rejoice, huh? Hallelujah. Oh, I got to go on, saints. I got to go on in the name of Jesus. Oh, today is Thursday, huh? Thank you, Lord. Speaking the truth in love. Speak the truth to your neighbor. How many times are we going to run up on that? You look at your Bible and see how many times. Lie not one to another. Huh? Wonder why it's in there so many times. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, well, we should learn something, though. But speaking the truth in love. But speaking the truth in love. Whatever we do in faith. If we do it in faith, guess what? Charity will be there. Otherwise, it won't work. Hallelujah. Speaking the truth in love, Charlene. I know how we like to say nice things. You know it, even if they're not true. Y'all know I've been around a while. And I've seen, especially women, that sure look nice on you. And then around the corner, they say something exactly opposite. Oh, Charlene, I know what I'm talking about. Oh, I've never done. Well. We won't go into that. We'll just say that this is the way men's hearts are. Huh? A bud told me one day, he said, James, it ain't right to lie to folk if it make them feel good. Bud Reynolds. Y'all remember Bud Reynolds? Bud Reynolds was co-owner of that hardware store that we dealt with. You know, they took us under their wings, gave us the key so we could go in there on Sunday. Y'all know that? Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They helped us. We helped them. When they sold something, they said, well, them boys down in Hoffman, they can do it for you. Now, of course, they wouldn't say that if we wouldn't measure up because it wouldn't work for them. Hey, you told them fellows all they did was tear up our stuff and stole from us. You know that, though. So if he commended us or recommended us, it was for his good as well. And a good hardware store, if they sell you something, they'll tell you how to do it or lead you to someone to know how to do it. Absolutely. And this was a good hardware store because these men had experience themselves. And they'd been around. If they couldn't do it, they knew who could do it. A full service. Anybody can sell stuff. God is full service. Y'all know that? We don't need no one else. Huh? He's a baker. He's a cook. He's a sacrifice and the priest. He's a shepherd in the hot. Come on, say. Get excited, Diane. The retailers call it one-stop shopping. You know, so like Walmart. Hallelujah, but God is greater. Y'all, these things are just types. But God is all we need. The Lord Jesus Christ, all we need. I didn't do that, Charlene. I didn't do that. I didn't set no alarm. Okay? Hallelujah. Sometimes it does what it wants to do. I guess one point I might have threw it in the canal. Hallelujah. Y'all know folks used to live without these? We did it for a long time. Absolutely. We lived out in the country and We didn't have a telephone. Of course, the neighbor had one. But we really needed one. I guess we could go use that one. Yeah. And even after we got telephone in the house, we didn't carry them around with us. Men probably communicated better then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, by necessity, you know, because there was no other way to do it. It's with all the knowledge that men have access to, they don't learn. It's the most profound thing ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Men think that I have Google. Brother, don't touch. You can't mess with me. And if you ask them, they'll say, I'll Google it. See? Well, I'm stepping on somebody's toes. Hallelujah. Well, faith don't come by Googling. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And by faith, we can receive from God. From Google, we can get nothing that God has for us. No. Hallelujah. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Hallelujah. The trouble, there's nothing wrong with Google. All right, Larry, don't y'all get excited over there. Y'all let me preach. It's like the herbs or anything. We are so wretched the same. Pretty soon we're likely to depend on that. That's the sin. Whatever it is. If we're going to put our faith in it or our trust in it, then we're going to dishonor God. Hallelujah. And we could do it, you know, righteously, but most men don't apply themselves to do it righteously. We can worship God righteously, but how do we do? Well, in our own eyes, we do fine. But there's a standard. Everybody know that? Hallelujah. And it'll have to come from the heart. That's why we hear the word. Everybody understand that? We aren't going to miss out on one, get the other done. If we don't hear what we need to hear, we won't be able to do what we need to do. Don't deceive yourself. Hallelujah. We need to rejoice in the Lord. Some of us have trouble. You would think, well, I know for sure all that God is and what he's done shouldn't be in the problem. But since we're so wretched, think so much of ourselves, it's one of the most difficult things we do. To give to God who gives his all, you would think it'd be the easiest thing to do. It's the highest hurdle that man can. Absolutely. Whether he's got ain't worth nothing, but he still won't give it to God. Y'all know that? Your life ain't worth nothing. No, it ain't. You'll find out. Hallelujah. We can make it worth something. Give it up. Ain't God good? Oh, Jesus, I'm going to find the end, saints. I am. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. That's into him, Jesus Christ, which is the head. Okay. The head of the church, the body. From whom the whole body, that's every member. Fitly joined together. Can't do nothing by itself. Compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Again now, it says according to the effectual working. That means God's working in every member. Effectually, which means that it gets the job done. Make an increase of the body unto it, the edifying of itself. The edifying of itself. Like the body heals itself. See, we are the body. All that we need, here it is. Hallelujah. Glory. All right. Oh, thank you, Lord. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. There it is. Y'all know what gift is talking about? Well, somebody said the Holy Ghost, but everybody didn't. Somebody won't say nothing. It is the Holy Ghost. He said, you got it by the laying on of my hands. Huh? I got it. Huh? Well, what God says concerning it, he said, stir it up. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's other stuff we can stir up, huh? We're pretty good at it, huh? Huh? Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Stir up that gift which is in you, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Y'all know God's going to get that done? Even now, he's working out his will and good pleasure. He's working all things after the counsel of his own will. We're only going to go so far. Huh? Now, there's what they call a permissive will. Praise God, but he's going to do everything according to his perfect will. You understand? He's going to bring his permissive will into his perfect will. Hallelujah. Yeah, we'll come to the perfect man, the full measure, the unity of the faith. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing, as he appeared unto you, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Charlene, what's going on? What's going on? Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentile. But we see Jesus, who was made a little bit lower than the angels. You know, in all of the Lord's exploits, he had to get real low to do it. You know, what did he do? He abolished death. He brought life into mortality. He came from up there and came down there to do it. So how are we going to get great things done? Huh? Y'all gonna get it figured out? Huh? We'll have to come down, brother. I mean, he's given us the example.
Amen.
Huh? Thank you, Lord. Who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Huh? What a Savior. For it became him, who was the everlasting Father, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the creator and maker of all things. It became him for whom are all things. And by whom are all things? Huh? The Almighty God, the everlasting Father. It became him. Y'all know that? Hallelujah. In bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified, Jesus Christ, and they who are sanctified, you and me, huh, are all one. All right. For which cause he's not ashamed to call you and me brethren. Oh, thank you, Lord. For as much then as the children, that's us, are partakers of flesh and blood. He also took part in the same. Y'all know the word became flesh? Huh? I mean, not theoretically. Yeah. Almighty God, he was manifest in the flesh. Yeah. Yeah, the mystery of godliness, huh? God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentile, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Great is the mystery of God. Hallelujah. They're getting tired on me, saints. That's all right. Praise the Lord. I'm going to have to give us some longevity here, some endurance. Come on, Kurt. Praise the Lord. Now, Kurt tells stories and he get excited about them. And when I tell the old story, sometimes he looks sorry. That's not good, is it? Y'all want to hear about the old story? How a Savior came from glory, gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Tell me the old story. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell y'all. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, for as much then as the children, you and me, are partakers of flesh and blood. Almighty God did the same. Huh? So, he don't hear all of our whining about what he requires of us. Oh, no. You expect me to be subject one to another? Well, he said so. Well, you really obey them that have rule over me. Why don't I just give lip service and do what I want to do? Well, that's what you do, but God's not pleased. Everybody hear what I'm saying? Now, you all know that God is not fooled. You understand that? How foolish to think that we can deceive God. You know what we do in that? We deceive ourselves. How many are deceived? Oh, I'm going to work all my wickedness. And I'm just going to say, here, God, you take it. No, he's not going to take it. Hallelujah. That he through death might destroy him. And this is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, through that which comes against us, that's what he used to get the victory. Y'all know he gets the victory by death? Huh? This is the wisdom of God. He's the only one that can do it. You're right. Huh? Otherwise, whatever is against folk is against folk. But since we're in Christ, there's nothing against us. Because if he's for us, who can be against us? Huh? Not life nor death. Not things past nor things present. Huh? In all these things, we're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. I have to conquer the flesh every day. I know because I wake up in the morning and I say, here I am in this body of death. Huh? It don't move like it used to move when I was younger. Huh? But God is God and he always will be God. Hallelujah. If Christ in me is God's hope of glory, I got the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to come to the conclusion, saints. Oh, thank you, Lord. That he through death, this is the wisdom of God. And we can do the same. And that's what God has given us. Whatever comes against us, we can use that to get the victory. Just understand that. Whatever it is that's against you, that's your victory. Hallelujah. Glory. Thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. But he followed the pattern, of course, and of course, we can only stand through faith. You can say if God is God and he always will be God and he's manifest different ways, how can there be submission and whatever? But there is. Absolutely. As the Father and the Son. That way that submission can be manifest because it's necessary, even with God. And whatever he requires of us, he first did. Absolutely. And what he requires of us, he does in us when we believe it. So it's never us doing anything other than believing God. I don't care how you look at it. All we can do is believe God. That's all. That's our salvation. That's our wisdom. That's our hope. Praise the Lord. or it's God that doeth the work. All you need to do is believe it. Y'all believe God? Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So Christ glorified not himself. It was necessary for the manifestation be there to say, go. Even in the God. Y'all understand that? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Otherwise, the Lord would have done his own will. Huh? Yeah, we couldn't be saved like that. And we won't be saved doing our own will. We can turn it over to God. And he'll make it to be what he wants it to be. And he'll say, oh, this is good. Neil wants to do what I want him to do. Hallelujah. He said, I got no trouble with that. Be it unto thee, old man, Neil, as thou wilt. Ain't that all right? Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. As he saith in another place. So Christ didn't exalt himself. He didn't choose himself like us. Praise the Lord. Because we're in Christ. It's the Father's will to save us. Is that all right? Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. That says here, who in the days of his flesh, you know, the word became flesh. Well, he prayed and he offered up prayers and supplications. How did he do it? He did it with strong crying and tears. Oh, unto him that was able to save him from death. And he was heard, and that he feared. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience. Necessary, necessary, necessary. By the things that he suffered. And being made perfect, because it was needful for him to suffer. Huh? I mean, to save us. So, being made perfect, for us to be saved, we'll have to suffer with him. And then we'll reign with him. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. This is part of salvation. Hallelujah. Be saved. So we must obey that. Huh? That's easy command, huh? Brother Richard, be saved. That's what God says. Brother Owen, be saved. Huh? Be saved. Be healed. Hallelujah. Let's obey God. All right. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Do nothing through strife or vainglory. No, don't do that. Be at peace among yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Timothy, you going to pray? You cooked breakfast this morning, didn't you, brother? Did a good job. All right. We can't stop there, though, brother. No, no. We got to march on, brother. Got to march on. Get to the end. We don't get to the end, we won't be saved. All that we've done will count for nothing. Absolutely. Say we started to build, but we didn't have enough to finish. We'll just be mocked by men. We won't be saved by God. Huh? Old Charlene went down to the Overcomer, man. She stayed a long time. Then she got fed up with everybody. She left. That's too bad. Yeah, that's happened many times. Huh? Well, isn't that our prerogative? Well, yeah. Of course it is. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Give God the praise.
If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself unto rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come now. And this is a faithful saying and is worthy of all acceptation. Well, Heavenly Father, again, it seems like again, it's, oh, God, we soon forget, Lord, and we're slow learners. And so we thank you for stirring up our pure minds by way of remembrance. And help us, Lord, to get out our preconceived ideas, our ways that seem right unto us. And we all have them, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, your determination to save us. But we also have the mind of Christ. And so we thank you, Father, we can let this mind be in us. And we know that now is our salvation here. We first believe, Lord. So, oh, God, we would move with fear, Lord. And that take care of a lot of ills. And thank you, Lord, for making us your choice. And we've done nothing to deserve it, Lord. And we're so undeserving, Lord. But we thank you for sending your Son to be propitiation of our sin, for paying the debt we couldn't pay. And so help us to think on these things, Lord. And God, give us teachable spirits. Give us a spirit of perseverance and endurance that we'll continue to endure until the end, Lord, and bring us to the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. And so again, as I say these things, Lord, we're looking unto you, Jesus. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, and you have begun a good work in us. And you are performing even now, even though sometimes it looks like we're sort of stuck. But there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. And so perfect things are stirring us. You're a great deliverer, a mighty deliverer, and you deliver us many times. And so obviously we still need deliverance, Lord. We need some restoration. You know, we're still nonchalant and apathetic. And so, but in all these things, Lord, yes, we're well able to go up and possess the land. Because you enable us, Lord. And so help us, oh God, to believe it more perfectly. And so that we'll have a performance of this day. Be hearers and doers, receiving this word with meekness. And we know that surely now the prophet was sent. Let us know you're coming a lifetime. And so, again, help us believe more perfectly as we walk each day, growing in grace and drawing nigh to you, Lord, because certainly times are perilous. And we know it's intensifying every day. And so, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, Lord, help us order a conversation right. Touch those that afflicted, Lord, Sister Teresa and Brother Dave and all those afflicted, and raise them up according to thy word. Look upon their affliction. Take away the sin, Lord, and help us, oh God, to be ready when you come. Bless those listening as well, and bless Pastor Rice.
Thank you, Lord.
Labor as a minister, and thank you for his faithfulness. And so again, Lord, strengthen us. Give us strength for the battle this day. And so, commit in your care. Keep us in your will and in your way. Make us ready. Make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. All right. Yeah, I am blessed. And that's the Lord's doing. All that I have received. And it's always my endeavor to give glory to him for what he's given me. That's a full-time job, and I've not got it perfected. All right? But that is what I endeavor to do, to give God glory for all that he's done for me. Certainly, he's not done me wrong. He's given me less than my iniquity deserved. I'm blessed to be in his service. And I am in his service. So are you. All right. So, Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming, as he said.